Welcome to Research in Brief, a podcast series produced by the Robert Wood Johnson Clinical Scholars Program at the University of Pennsylvania, featuring tomorrow's leaders sharing their current research efforts. Today, we are joined by Dr. Nathaniel DiNicola. To begin, Dr. DiNicola, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure, Brandy. I come from Southern California, where I was born and raised. I went to undergraduate at the University of Notre Dame, go Irish, and then medical school at the University of California, Irvine, and I recently finished obstetrics and gynecology residency at Tulane University.
Fantastic. Now, I'm privileged to know a little bit about your research, but could you share with our listeners what your research focuses on?
Sure. The primary research is on designing new models for labor and delivery units, and especially with regards to policy creation. So one project is looking at non-medically indicated deliveries prior to 39 weeks gestation. This has been a recent focus of several national campaigns to reduce infant mortality and to improve neonatal outcomes. A New England Journal of Medicine study suggested that the rates of elective deliveries that were done prior to the ACOG recommended 39 weeks gestation could be as high as 30%. And other studies have supported that it's a very high number that are being performed out of compliance. So we are looking at a national survey of U.S. hospitals to see which hospitals have a policy that would enforce the ACOG recommendations, which would be to not perform deliveries before that 39 weeks, and if they have policies, which type of policy is most successful.
Fantastic. Is there anything in particular that made you passionate about this?
Well, I think we all are often draw from personal experience, and working on the labor and delivery units at Tulane Hospital and other hospitals in Louisiana drew my attention to a number of deliveries which were being performed completely electively. So this is both C-sections and inductions. By far, C-sections are a more common elective procedure that falls outside the guidelines. And we saw a number of cases that unfortunately resulted in either the baby having transient tachypnea of the newborn, TTN, or actually having respiratory distress and being admitted to the NICU. And so if there was any hospital-wide policy or format we could implement that would reduce the risk of these events happening, and again, for elective reasons, it seemed like an obvious thing to do.
Do you think, with this study, what is the impact you hope to have from it?
We hope to give a national cross-section or a national prevalence of what type of policy exists and how effective it is, with the implications being that if certain policies are effective in reducing these elective deliveries that are out of compliance with ACOG guidelines, then it could be a model for all labor and delivery units to use, either with what's called a hard stop policy, which would stop the scheduling of any procedure at the moment it's discovered to be before 39 weeks, or with what's been called a soft stop, which involves counseling and guidance to the people, to the doctors and nurses doing the scheduling.
Okay. And with this, what do you think is the next step for you with regards to this work in particular?
The next step is finding the way to convey it to the national audience in a way that will be acceptable for interpreting the results. So in other words, in a way of presenting it so that it comes across as promoting safe practices for all obstetricians and a way of promoting neonatal safety.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Nate, for being a part of Research in Brief. We appreciate your time and look forward to your results.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Our guest today was Dr. Nathaniel DiNicola. He's an obstetrician-gynecologist and second-year Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Clinical Scholar at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm Dr. Brandy K. Freeman. This concludes this Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Clinical Scholar Research in Brief podcast.